You're listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM. This segment is funded by the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm William Crooks. On November 2nd, residents of Brome Lake elected a new mayor, longtime councillor and lifelong resident Lee Patterson. He has served on council for 12 years and has been involved in several key municipal files, including lake protection, infrastructure planning, and public safety. He won in a multi-candidate race with voter turnout just over 53%, which was one of the higher levels of participation across the region during this municipal election cycle. Patterson campaigned on continuity. He says he wants to maintain momentum on the town's strategic plan, continue investing in core infrastructure and water quality, and tighten development and land use rules as Brome Lake updates its urban plan. He also wants clearer communication with residents, including digital notifications when projects affect specific neighborhoods. I spoke with him over the phone less than 72 hours after the election. We discussed what the results mean for Brome Lake and what residents can expect from their new mayor.
Well, it's still very exciting. The results came quite late after midnight on Sunday night to confirm that I was elected mayor. And I had a good feeling throughout the campaign, but to finally have it confirmed and now to get started on all the projects we have to get going, the time for celebration is past, and now it's time to get to work.
What was your secret to success, Lee?
I was told by many that those that were undecided through the campaign got to know me a little more via various videos that I posted online, as well as some of the public events that I held, where people appreciated the fact that I had the knowledge of many dossiers. For example, the water, the quantity of water that we have available in Town Home Lake that will meet the needs of the developments that we have on file, the importance of the environment, the quality of the lake water, those types of things I was able to show the residents of Town of Brome Lake. Because I've been counselor for the past 12 years, I'm up to speed on those dossiers, and the strategic plan, the urban plan that we have to redo, that was the crux of my message, and it seems to have resonated with the electors.
What was your election strategy?
Yes, for sure. So I too went door to door, but I also did something that some other counselors before me had mentioned was a great way to meet people, was to have little small gatherings in different neighborhoods. So, for example, someone would allow me to come at their little personal Sanka set that they were having with friends and chat with their neighbors, and I got a lot of positive feedback there. And it wasn't always necessarily people from that neighborhood, like people from another district happened to be there, and they would expose to me some issues that they had in their neighborhood, for example, on dirt roads, issues with certain issues. So I was able to meet a lot of people. I shook a lot of hands. And also, because I've been counselor of the Knowlton Victoria district for 12 years, yes, I did know the other districts, and I've lived here all my life. But to meet certain residents of those other districts and to learn more about their preoccupations and challenges was great for me as the new mayor.
How will you distinguish yourself from or be the same as previous Mayor Richard Burcombe?
So Mayor Burcombe, I mean, for 12 years we've collaborated together, and I was fortunate enough to get his endorsement. He publicly endorsed me a few days before the elections, and for sure that legacy of being available, the strategic plan that we worked on together, those are things that are going to stay. However, I believe that we can change up slightly how we interact with the residents. I plan on, because I'm a fan of technology, I plan on publishing maybe a few more videos than he did in that sense. Less maybe polished, more just off the cuff stuff. And also, I would like the city hall to integrate some technology, a little more technology. For example, when there's a derogation or something, I'd like it that via the citizens portal, people that are in that district could get a notification and so on. So it's small steps. Obviously, I will bring my little personal touch to it. But don't forget, we also have new counselors that will want to bring their flavor and what they've learned throughout the campaign by talking with residents. So I think that there will always be portions of the Burcombe administration that remain, but we will trace a new path and evolve as any good administration should.
What are some of the major challenges Brome Lake faces?
So, as I mentioned, the good news is we have some councillors that have, like Robert Laflamme is coming back, he's been a councillor before, Pierre Laflamme, Patrick Bouvard. So 3 out of the 6 councillors have municipal experience. So for them, big things like the budget and so on will be fairly easy. The law allows us to adopt the budget during an election year in January, which is probably what we're going to do here in Town of Brome Lake, to give the new elected officials time to be briefed on the dossiers. But for sure, the standards of we're in the continuation of investing in protecting the lake, our water, sewer infrastructure, dirt roads, our community centers. I've mentioned it through the campaign. Some of them need some love. Those are things that I would like this new council to go forward. And then after that, we've already started tweaking our urban plan. Well, there'll be consultations and presentations. I'm sure there's going to be one in November and some in the new year as well to update our urban plan that is in long overdue for an update.
Do you have any updates on the new fire hall and the tree topping controversy on Brome Lake?
So the dossier of the tree cutting is going through the regular steps of the legal process. I don't have any news on that so far. And for the fire hall, we just before the launch of the campaign, we did receive written confirmation from the Quebec government that for 2027, we did have our grant approved for the money, the construction. We're also working on finalizing the land acquisition in the duck farm sector around Center Road and Victoria Street. So that dossier is moving forward as well. And we hope to have good news either before the end of this year or the beginning of the new year to secure that piece of land. But it's looking good so that the construction can start in 2027. It's great to be back at Town Hall, and the campaign allowed me to meet a lot of people, but I'm looking forward to getting to work and moving.
You're listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM. This segment is funded by the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm William Crooks. That was Lee Patterson, the new mayor of Brome Lake. In our conversation, he emphasized 3 themes for the coming council term. The first is continuity, keeping the strategic plan on track, protecting the lake, and moving ahead with long-planned infrastructure projects, including the fire hall and community facility upgrades. The second is modernization. He wants City Hall to communicate more efficiently with residents, using digital tools to notify people of zoning changes and planning files that affect their neighborhoods. The third is accountability. With several new councillors and a tight schedule, Patterson says the first major task will be preparing the municipal budget early in the new year. It marks a shift for Brome Lake. After more than a decade on council, Patterson now takes on the mayor's role with an emphasis on experience, stability, and better communication with residents. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned to CJMQ 88.9 FM for more local reporting and interviews on the Pulse of the Eastern Townships.